John in California is calling in with an insulation and a siding question. How can we help with the project?
Well, I want to re-side the south side of my house, and it currently has 5HT111 siding on it.
Okay.
And I wanted to put the hardy plank on the outside of it and maybe possibly increase the insulation.
Okay. Are you going to take the T111 off?
Well, I wasn't going to, but I could.
Okay. Because you're going to have the issue of what to do with your windows and the depth around the windows and the trim around the windows and doors and that sort of thing to deal with. But hardy plank's a good choice. How? What's your specific question, though?
Well, it's if I put the styrofoam insulation on between the siding, the existing siding or some shear wall and the hardy plank, then I obviously have to put some furring strips in to be able to put the hardy plank too. And I didn't know whether or not
I'm not sure that's the case. I mean, if you leave the T111 up there because it's good sheathing, it's good structural sheathing, and you attach the foam insulation over that, so you have either, pink foam, blue foam, isocyanurate foam, whatever. You can attach that right to the T111. Then you could put the hardy plank right over the foam, nail through the foam into the T111, and have good attachment.
Uh-huh. So how would you attach the foam insulation to the
With a nail that kind of looks a bit like a roofing nail. It's got a wide, flat head.
Okay. Yeah. Now, the only problem I would have with that is that here, where we live up in the foothills in the summer, and it being the south side of the house, I mean, the ambient temperature could approach 100 degrees, and then in, the middle of the night, it might get down into the mid-40s. So
right. You
would receive a lot of expansion and contraction of the material. Mm-hmm. Would that have a tendency to pull on the nails, or should I use screws? Or
I don't think so. I don't think so.
You think it would?
Yeah. You would have more of an expansion contraction issue if you had vinyl siding, because it expands and contracts very rapidly and be all wavy and stuff. But the hardy plank's pretty durable in terms of thermal expansion.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea to give a call to the manufacturer just to check out your specific situation, but I think that's the way I'd approach it.
Okay. All right. Well, then I guess that answers it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Leslie, that T111 siding, we're talking about the plywood siding, mm-hmm. that looks sort of like vertical slats.
Well, it looks like planking almost.
Looks like planking.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very short-term siding for the most part. I mean, you get 10 or 15 years out of that stuff, it's pretty good.
You're lucky,
right. But it is a great way to have a sheathing product that reinforces the structural stability of the walls. So that's why when you have T111, you may not want to remove it, because if you did, there's really nothing that's really keeping those walls from. Well, there's nothing that keeping those walls from racking, which is like sort of sliding from side to side.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.